Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horsman with Good Guys to Great Men. How are you? Hey, somebody's been asking me lately to talk about jealousy. In fact, a whole lot of guys have mentioned over the past year or so, why aren't you making videos about jealousy? I'm a jealous man. I've always been jealous. I've been jealous when I was a kid. I was jealous when I was a teenager. And I'm jealous now as a husband. Why don't you teach us about jealousy? So, I took a hike up to the she shed today to think about jealousy, and on the way up here, I came up with what I want to tell you about what I know about jealousy. The problem with the English language is that we keep inventing new words to talk about the same old crap. We invented the word jealousy to talk about a whole range of emotions we have over different circumstances. Now, the truth is, jealousy, and here's the bad news, is the age-old most common human disease that there is in the world, and that is a feeling of emptiness inside, otherwise known as insecurity. Now, there's such a thing as real insecurity, like food insecurity, like you're hungry and you don't know where you're going to get your next meal. That would make you insecure. In fact, that's a good example to start with. An emptiness in your stomach, an emptiness in your body of feeling a craving, a yearning, a desire for sustenance, for food. If I'm watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and I'm starving, if I'm really hungry and I'm watching a food show, I'm envious. I am full of envy. That's not just envy, that's hunger. But it's also an envious desire for whoever's eating that double cheeseburger with the killer onion rings, right? The world's best onion rings. And I'm sitting there with a feel of lack, a feeling of emptiness, a feeling of envy. I could have that. And then there's a wine commercial that comes on later, the best wine commercial ever. And I like a good wine. And I watch a wine commercial, and I'm filled with, I could have that. I want that. And so that's envy coming into it. That's no longer a hunger, but it's a want, it's a desire. And that level of jealousy is kind of cotton candy. That's not what I know you want to talk about. That's a desire for something that you don't have and you want. It's driven by something that is pleasurable usually. Like, I would like to have that. Sometimes that kind of a desire can move into scarcity thinking when you start comparing yourself to people who have nicer cars, bigger houses, prettier girlfriends or wives, right? Better sex lives than you. People who take more vacations, have more fun. People who just seem happier, you seem to be very jealous of them. When we compare ourselves, we start to despair because we feel less than, we feel not good enough. So it's not envy anymore. We're entering into a new phase of insecurity that it starts to feel like we're not good enough. And so that scarcity feeling, we get very jealous of people who have things we think that we're not enough of. And so this projection of not being enough makes us feel bad about ourselves, that if we could only have what they have, then we would feel better. If you've watched enough of my videos, you know that's utter crap. But that's the human condition and insecurity, that when you're insecure, you believe there's someone, someplace, or something outside of you that will make the inside of you feel better, which is crap, right? It's crap because there's no amount of Porsches, no amount of square footage, there's no amount of beautiful girlfriends, and no amount of sex that's going to make you a better person, to make you a healthier man, to make you a more secure person. It's kind of like eating potato chips. You get more, and for a moment, you think it's pretty good. And then after you get full, that feeling wears off, and all of a sudden you get envious again, and then you get hungry again, and then you feel scarce again that you need to get some more. And that insecurity is unsolvable by getting things from the outside. So that kind of jealousy that's based in an emptiness, right? That insecure emptiness of being hungry, of having envy or desire, or feeling scarce, is not what we're talking about. But I want to round this out on what the early jealousy is. There's one other form of jealousy before we get to the one that you want to know most about, and that is when you start to want to protect things. Jealous, I'm jealous of my money. I'm afraid somebody's going to get my money. I'm jealous of my social standing. I'm afraid somebody's going to kill my reputation. I'm jealous of something I have that I don't want anybody to get. And then that kind of jealousy makes you protective. It makes you extra vigilant. Makes you really defensive around people. And it's based in an insecurity of scarcity, that what you have, you couldn't get more of. If somebody stole it, you couldn't get more. It's an idea that you're not enough again to have what you have and not feel bad if somebody gets some of it. So you get real protective and around that. And that's another kind of jealousy. If you're jealous of your authority, you don't want people to disrespect for your authority, or you're jealous of your reputation. You want to make sure nobody puts you down or takes your reputation. So those are jealousies and food about food and scarcity and money and material wealth and even things like reputations. Now let's get to the big one, jealousy. When somebody said, why don't you talk about jealousy? It's this one they're talking about. And I'm going to read the note I wrote here because I looked up the definition of jealous and I put it into my words. I like to keep things simple. There's this fourth kind of jealousy that's based in shame and a lack of worthiness. Note that all of these are about emptiness and insecurity. This last one is the worst because it's based in shame. It's a feeling that not only you're not good enough, that you're probably broken, that you're a big mistake, and that you are unworthy of having what you want. And in the context of a marriage or a love relationship with a woman, this is a gutted feeling of suspicion that you're being disrespected, you're being betrayed, you're being duped, you're being dismissed, you're being rejected. It's a gutted feeling. This kind of jealousy is the one you wanted me to talk about. It is that burning sensation, not in the gut, I want to throw up and punch a hole in the wall kind of jealousy, because you don't know what to do. And that kind of jealousy quickly turns to a sadness wrapped in anger. It's a sadness wrapped in anger sandwich, if you will. And it's horrible. And that's why guys want to talk about it, because that feeling is the worst. Those other ones I talked about are bad enough. But this is the worst, that in the hands of a love relationship and the idea that your value, that your devotion in your marriage, the commitment you've made to this exclusive arrangement called marriage is being gutted, and you're being gutted. You think you're being lied to. You think something might be going on. Guys are talking to your wife. She's talking to other guys. She's getting text messages. She's always on her phone. All of these indications that somehow you're empty of worthiness. I don't matter anymore. I'm being lied to, I'm being betrayed, I'm being fooled, I'm being taken for a fool. I hear that one all the time. And so we get into this mode of demanding to know, and that's insecurity. Insecurity is always trying to find security by demanding to know that people aren't doing bad things to us. We're demanding faithfulness. We're demanding that they worship only us. We're demanding that they have an exclusive love for us and no interest in anyone else. And anybody who tries to get in there, a man or woman taking her time away, you become jealous because you have a feeling that you are empty inside, that you don't matter anymore. You're not number one. You're not in love, or she's not in love with you. And then come those other things, right? A lot of guys say, well, I'm jealous because I don't want to lose my marriage and have my kids split up. And all. That's not why you're jealous, right? Let's be honest. You're not jealous because of the story you talk about if you got divorced, how bad it would be. That doesn't make you jealous. Jealousy is the gutted feeling of suspicion that you are being duped, you're being betrayed, you're being dismissed, rejected, right? Disrespected. That's the feeling. So what are you going to do about that? This is what we do in coaching all the time. We get down to the fear behind the fear behind the fear, and we come right to the most common human disease that there is, insecurity and worthiness. And we talk about jealousy. If you're feeling jealous right now for some reason in your marriage, jealous about how she's acting toward you, how she's treating you, if she's talking to somebody else, threatening separation, and you have this gutted, knotted feeling in your stomach that you want to puke, feeling, I want to talk with you. I want you to have either me or one of my coaches talk to you, because talking to you about specifically, how did you get to this place? What were your parents like? How were you in school? How did you grow up with this bones of thinking that I'm not worthy? Do you know what kind of guys are not jealous? The guys who say, I've achieved a state to where jealousy doesn't exist for me anymore. It's the guys who have learned how to fill the emptiness inside them. The emptiness of suspecting that maybe you're not good enough. Maybe you don't measure up. Maybe she's right. Maybe I'm a jerk. Maybe I'm broken. Maybe I'm just a big mistake. Not only did I make mistakes, I am a mistake. And that is garden variety shame and garden variety insecurity. Those are two very simple concepts that have a very complex way of getting resolved. But that's what Good Guys to Great Men, I can't even say my own company right. Good Guys to Great Men is all about tackling the shame and the underlying insecurity that makes us basket cases, that keeps us from being mountain lions in our hearts. It keeps us from being jealous over stupid stuff. It also keeps us from saying the things that need to be said when we think something has been a boundary has been crossed over. It's a thing that keeps us from standing up for what we believe in and who we want to be and how we want to be with the people in our lives. So with this video, I want to invite you once again into a conversation about shame and worthiness. If you're a guy suffering from that fourth type of jealousy, which is the one where you feel gutted and betrayed and you have a sense of shame and lack of worthiness in you, a conversation's the very first thing you can do. And so go to the Good Guys to Great Men website, hit the contact form in the description below, send us an application for a consultation call. We've got coaches all around the world who want to talk with you. We have community that we want you to come into. I want you to take the Divorce Bomb course if that's right for you, because that's a deep dive into shame and worthiness around the possible divorce. I want you to come into the round table so you can join a bunch of men who talk about this stuff every single day. We want you in this group because if you're watching this video, you belong in this group, and you deserve to have a bunch of friends around you who care about you, brother. I'm one of them. So thanks for listening. I hope this video didn't go too long. 10 minutes. Oh my God. So have a great day, brother. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.